Summer weather has arrived, and with it that buzzing, biting bane of backyard barbecues, mosquitoes. Now we're going to visit a place where people are actually breeding the bugs intentionally in the center of London. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
You can't hear it over the noise of London's traffic, but it's there. That faint, whining hum. Right under my feet, thousands of mosquitoes are dining on human blood. To visit them, you have to go through a sliding glass door into the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. This school started as a hospital on the Thames River, where doctors treated sailors returning from faraway places with strange parasites. Today, the building holds countless exotic diseases that you hope never to catch. The mosquitoes carry just a few of them. Their keeper is an entomologist named Dr. James Logan.
I'm about to open up one of our insectaries, yeah. So we're about to go underground under the streets of London to see our mosquitoes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You have to go through two more sets of doors and a net into the restricted access room.
Because we don't want any mosquitoes to escape onto the streets of London, obviously, because we've got tropical mosquitoes here.
On the other side of the net, it feels like the worst kind of August afternoon. Humid, hot, and still, just the way mosquitoes like it. We're in low caverns that were built almost 100 years ago. We have to duck so we don't hit our heads.
Luckily, we have quite short people who work in the RS sectories. So these rooms are part of the vaults of the building. And at one time during the war, for example, they were used as shelters.
Clear plastic boxes line the walls. Each box holds hundreds of mosquitoes, some from Pakistan, others from Tanzania. There are mosquitoes that can carry West Nile virus and dengue fever. The really dangerous ones live in a different room, though. When you jostle a box, the mosquitoes go crazy, hungry for blood.
What I can probably do as well, actually, is put my hand inside if you want to see them.
Would you let them feed off of you?
Well, sometimes we just allow them to feed on us.
Really?
Actually, I have to put my hands up and admit that I don't do it myself.
Not the interns?
Not because I'm a wimp, but because I react really badly to mosquito bites, to that particular species. So we have some people who don't react at all, and they can do it, or we take blood from people and feed them artificially.
Malaria and other mosquito-borne illnesses kill hundreds of thousands of people every year. This lab is doing research that could help lower that number. It's one reason people call Dr. Logan the mosquito slayer. He cultivates these insects to learn how better to obliterate them on a massive scale. Speaking of massive, he points at a box behind me with enormous mosquitoes. Each one is the size of a small beetle. This species doesn't actually feed on humans. The larvae eat other mosquito larvae, so this is actually a beneficial kind of mosquito. I stick my microphone into the box, and that spine-tingling whine immediately pierces my ears. Suddenly, I catch a movement out of the corner of my eye.
Now that's definitely a mosquito on the loose.
It is. But it's a male, don't worry.
How can you tell it's a male? It's a teeny little thing buzzing around.
They have bushy antennae.
From here, you can see that that one has a bushy antennae.
Yeah.
And only the females bite.
That's correct, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Grab it out of the air.
That's right.
Dr. James Logan, an entomologist who's not afraid to squish a bug. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.